Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rowe, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for Apostle Rowe. Amen. She does a fantastic job in leading and guiding us. And we also have a pastor, Pastor Joseph Rowe, as he can say. Glory to God. We thank God for our apostle and our pastor. Pastor is her husband also. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for both of them. Amen. Who leads, teaches, amen, preaches, prophesies, whatever the need may be, the word of God. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, if you want to become a partner with this ministry, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Apostle has a page. It's Yvonne Rowe. You can hit her up on Facebook, inbox her, and let her know that you want to become more a part of this ministry. And Pastor Rouse also has a page. And you, men and women, I'm calling y'all all out. In this season, we are in our second month of this year. So I want to call you out now at the beginning. Don't wait till you get to the end. Amen. You know, come on and start it off right now. Come on in, amen, and let them know that you want to be a part of this ministry. You can hit them up on Facebook, inbox them, and I guarantee you they'll get back with you, and they'll let you know what you need to do to come aboard and ride this ship. This ain't no sinking ship. This is a ship that's sailing, amen, all across the nation. So I encourage you to come on and get in, amen, while the water's being stirred. And become a partner. And in partnering with us also, glory to God, you will receive, amen, something that we call Moments in the Spirit. Amen. It's a two-minute clip that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson, who does an awesome job, and also Midweek Manna, done by none other than Minister Sheila Leverick. They do an awesome job with these clips, glory to God, and also you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a team, amen, each and every day. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of ministry you want to be up under. Amen. Glory to God. Someone who can pray, someone who will pray and can get a prayer through. You know, sometimes, amen, everybody can't get a prayer through. Glory to God. And it's the truth anyhow. But come on in and get aboard this train and let's go on down the road. Amen. The gospel train. Glory to God. And we're only asking for $25 or more, amen, for you to come on in and be a partner of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, amen, we have, amen, some fantastic teaching, preaching, amen, the word of God, the gospel going on all week long. It starts off, amen, that's the midweek manna. It comes in maybe the middle of the week. But the, first of all, we have, amen, glory to God, we call Moments in the Spirit. It comes out on Monday. And then if you move on down to Tuesday, we have Without Walls, amen. We have Pastor, amen, and Apostle Yvonne come on Tuesday night preaching and teaching the word of God every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You want to come on and listen to them, amen, on Tuesday night. Because they tag team the devil. They don't give him a break. Amen. Glory to God. They've been knocking him in the head ever since they started on Tuesday night. They don't give him a break. And you can't let up off the enemy. Because if you let him off, they let up off him, amen. He'll want to drive, glory to God. And you don't need to let him in your seat, driving your car. Only Jesus needs to be driving your car, glory to God. None other than. So I encourage you to come on in on Tuesday night and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on Tuesday night with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. And then if you move on down, just slide on down, glory to God, we have on Saturday. Glory to God. We have, amen, none other than Evangelist Elder Askew does an awesome job on teaching, amen, preaching and praying and whatever the need may be. So we have her on Saturday, and the time of her show is Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. She also has a page, amen, where you can hit her up, glory to God. The lines are open for prayer, glory to God. We have 50 lines open for prayer. Now, you can't say you can't get your prayer needs met. The lines are open for prayer. So if you have prayer, you want prayer, you can press the 1, amen, after the announcements, I'll bring you in, or either of the others that's preaching and teaching the word of God, the lines will be open, so you can press the 1 and come on in. You don't have to tell your name, but we do ask where you're calling from, and what's your prayer request, and that's all we ask. So I encourage you to come on and get on this train. Get on the boat, get on the ship, get on the train, get on whatever it is that's leaving the dock. Glory to God. Don't be left out in this season. Whatever he's doing in this season, say, Jesus, please don't do it without me. Glory to God. Don't be left out. Glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit, amen. On Sunday is a first, we're called the Hour of Power. We both do an hour show now. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. Glory to God. And I also take prayer requests. And if you don't want to, you know, press the 1 and come in, you can also hit me up on Facebook. Each and every one of us have a Facebook page, so you can't miss it. It's Ministry with You and Mine. I encourage you to come on in and get your prayer needs met. Don't be ashamed if somebody go hear your voice. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. As long as you're getting what you need from God. Amen. You remember the woman with the issue of blood? She had to push some people out of the way to get through. Can you imagine when she was pushing them people out of the way, glory to God, to get to Jesus, because all she wanted to do was just touch his hem and be healed and made whole? Good God Almighty. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you know, when she was going through the crowd, can you imagine? Well, what is she doing? You know, why is she pushing us like this? You know, come on now. You know, people are people. But you know what? I wouldn't get caught up in what the world system is saying. I want to get caught up in trying to get what I need from the Most High God. So that's what I'm saying. So come on in, glory to God, and get your prayer needs met. Don't worry about it, glory to God. You know, maybe you need to tell them, well, you know what? It may be time for you to press the 1 and come on in and get what you need too also. Glory to God. It works two ways. Amen. I'm just saying, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock. Amen. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Charge it to my head, God. Still working on my heart. Glory to God. So, and I also do engagements. Each one of the WOW teams does engagements. If you want somebody to preach the Word of God, teach the Word of God, whatever the need may be. Amen. You know, just go ahead and inbox us. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the next hour, you will hear none other than, amen, Voice of True Worldwide Ministries. That's Minister Elaine Jackson, who does an awesome job teaching, amen, who does an awesome job preaching, who does an awesome job, amen, giving her testimonies, amen, of the troubles and the trials and the tribulations that she have endured, amen, to get where she is, glory to God. But she didn't stop there. She kept on going and kept on pushing. So I encourage you, amen, after you hear this show, amen, I want you to go ahead and just change a little bit. Hers come on at 6:30, amen. I think it's 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, glory to God. But I want you to just change stations just a little bit. Amen. It's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You can go on Facebook and click on the link and go to and hear, amen, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Also, the phone number will be listed on there also, glory to God. If you want to just call in and hear what God is laying on her heart in this season, glory to God. It's all ministry with you in mind, glory to God. Now, I'm going to encourage you, amen, in this season, amen. Don't let God do it without you. You know, I know so many times people are holding their hands so tight. Well, if you hold it so tight, if you ain't letting nothing out, then can't nothing come in. It works both right ways, glory to God. You know, that's that law of reciprocity. What goes up must come down. Whatever, when he said, whenever you give, it shall be given. Goodness is pressed down, shaken together. Running over, good God Almighty, don't you want to run it over? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to give to the ministry. Glory to God. No, I'm not trying to, amen, I'm not soliciting. I'm not trying to make you give. Because if you're giving with the wrong, amen, you're giving with the wrong attitude, amen, it ain't going to prosper you nothing. But if you freely give, that's what he's saying. If you freely give, then it'll come back to you. It may not come back to you the same as you put out. But guess what? My God is a multiplier. Amen. He's an increased God. He ain't a decreased God. He always going to give you back, amen, more than you gave out. But now if you ain't giving but a dollar and you got more than, amen, expect your dollar back, you're going to get it back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you, Lord, as humble as we know how, oh God. Lift it up the mighty name of Jesus. Magnify your holy name on high. We ask you, God, to touch in a mighty way on this line on today, oh God. Those that are in need of a blessing, in the name of Jesus. Those that are in need, Lord, peace in their mind. Touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those don't know, Lord God, who you are, touch them in a mighty way, oh God. Call them out of the darkness and into your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, oh God, that you still sit high and you look low. Oh, my Lord, and you still heal, Lord God. You'll bring them healing in the midst of the storm. You'll bring them healing in the midst of the valley, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Oh, my Lord, as they begin to walk into the light, oh God, let your light so ever shine on them, Lord God, so they can see, Lord God, what a good God we serve. Nothing falls short of our God. You know, God, to do, hallelujah, for nothing but the Holy Ghost power can do in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the peace of God that rests upon us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for who you are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done, for giving your only son for us, God, so we can have everlasting life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and glory to God. We're in a season, oh my God, where God is going to pour out his spirit. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Things are going to happen, hallelujah, in an instant. You don't think it, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't think it's not strange because things are going to happen, amen, in an instant. But understand, hallelujah, all that comes with circumstances, glory to God. You got to be in that place so God can pour out upon you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You got to be in that place. You can't be dipping and kipping and slipping, glory to God. You got to be righteous. You can't be lukewarm, because he said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out, glory to God. So come on now. You got to be righteous. You got to be in that place. If you're expecting God to do some great and mighty things in your life in this season, you got to live right. Hallelujah. Amen. I know I've said this several times, but every time, hallelujah, it just seems like he always brings it back to me, glory to God. You got to cut some people loose. I'm just going to say it like this. He said it to me, you got to cut some jokers loose. You know, some are just joking around with the word of God. Some are just joking around saying, I love you, Lord, and raising their hand, hallelujah. And they think that's all it takes. Just listen to a little gospel music, you know, and, you know, just throw it out there. Yes, Lord, I love you, and I go around singing your hymns, and I go around singing your songs, but all the time you're still sinning, hallelujah. You're still doing whatever thing you think you're big enough to do, hallelujah. But you can't expect, hallelujah, to live like that and get everything God has for you, glory to God. He ain't that kind of God. He ain't that kind of God. It's time now to walk in his total righteousness. I hear him saying, walk, walking in the light. You remember that song saying, walking in the light, the beautiful light. Oh, my Lord, that's what he brought to my remembrance just then. Oh, my God, don't you want to walk in this beautiful light? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and glory to God. We're in that season now. If you want God to pour out even more, you got to walk in that beautiful light. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, amen, and glory to God. I want you to go ahead, amen, and turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to title this. I know I preached it once before. But, you know, God always shows up and shows you something different. Amen. Every time. So it ain't the same message. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we have to reiterate some things to let you know. Amen. I'm still there. I'm still in that place. Amen. That you left. Hallelujah. Come on back to that place. Hallelujah. And, you know, it just brought back to my remembrance. I remember my apostle says, you know, you need to come back to that place in me. It's a song she was singing, you know, I miss my time with you. That's it. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. He misses time, so he bringing you back to that place, amen, in him, where you become the believer, and when you believe, and you can shut everything else down and shut it out. Hallelujah. And I'm going to title this message, hallelujah, just simply shut the door. Sometimes you got to shut the door on some stuff. You know, everybody wants to be loved. Yes, true. Amen. Everybody wants everybody to like them. Well, yeah, some do. I'll put it like that. Glory to God. But the main thing is Jesus' love. Because Jesus' love is unconditional. People love is sometimes they love you for what they can get. Hallelujah. If you can give them something, then they'll love you to death. Glory to God, and I mean to this, the glory to God. But if you can't give them nothing, then they'll get mad with you. But you know, we serve a God that ain't like that. Glory to God, because he'll give you, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. As long as you're connected to him, God's going to constantly take care of you. Glory to God, hallelujah. So let's go ahead and get into the message right now. Amen, glory to God. Now there cried a woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors have come to take unto him my two sons to be the bondmen. In other words, she was telling him, you know, he was a man of God. Amen. Come on, he served you. He was a prophet. Glory to God. And they are coming to take my sons away. Oh, my God, my God. Now, what would you do if you know that the creditors was coming to take your sons away? Glory to God. You know now, amen, what they do is, amen, whatever you get and you don't pay on it, they just come and take your stuff away. But just think about it. They were coming to get her children. Glory to God. And she had two children, and they were coming to get them. The daddy had done that. Glory to God. I said, the daddy, yes. He had done that. Glory to God. He's a man who feared the Lord, God, Lord thy God. Glory to God. And they were coming to get her two children. Now, you know, amen, think about it now. Amen. What would you do? Glory to God. You know, she had to go and talk to somebody, so she went and talked to the man of God. She said, hold up now, hold up, come on. You know, she had to believe, amen. So that's why she went and told it. So, because, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody don't believe. And some of them say, well, you know, there ain't no prophets. And come on now, glory to God. There are some true prophets, amen. You don't put everybody in a boat. You don't put all your milk in one glass when you get ready to drink it. Don't you leave some in the jug? Come on now. Look out. Holy glory to God. Hallelujah. And he was coming to take the sons away and make them slaves. Now, what he was going to do, he was going to work them, amen, trying to work that debt off, amen, that daddy had to create it before he died. But come on now. They were going to have to work for him, but they weren't going to get no pay for it. You know, they were just going to work off that debt. You know, it ain't no telling what he would have had them doing, you know. So come on, that woman feared for her children. It didn't say how old it was, but she feared for her children. Glory to God. You know, come on now, my God, because you know now if you don't pay what you got, they just come and get your stuff. And they just bring to you all, back it up. They just do it with your car. Come on, repo, amen, just back it up and get it and go. Glory to God. Ain't that something that we ever have keys to it? Come on now, glory to God. Let's move on down to two. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what hast thou in thy house. And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. In other words, she said, ain't got nothing. Glory to God. In your marriage, the husband has died. In my mind, I'm thinking, if she said she didn't have nothing, she would have said, well, you know what? I got this bed over here. You know, I could probably get a couple of pence for this bed, you know, or I got this dresser. Amen. I could probably get a few dollars for this dresser, but that ain't enough. She didn't say that. She said, I ain't got nothing. She didn't say she even had a loaf of bread in the house, that she could have went out and made some sandwiches and sold them, you know, come on. Yeah. She said, I don't have nothing but this pot of oil. She said, that's all I got. You know, back in that day, oil was a delicacy. You know, it was kind of expensive. That's all she said she had. Glory to God. Just a pot of oil. That's all she said she had. My God, she had the oil in the house. That's what she told the man of God. Well, let's see what the man of God gonna do for her. You know, the word of God, amen, it's in the Bible for a reason, okay? And you know, instruction is what we need to follow. You know, we sometimes go off and don't follow the instructions. You know, I know we were in a house one time, and one of my family members was telling one of the other family members, telling my sister, you know, something that they wanted them to do, and she was doing everything except what she needed to do. It's kind of funny. And my sister said, well, you know what? You can't follow instructions. That she's not following the instructions. So I remembered what she was saying about following the instructions. Let's see if the widow woman is going to follow the instructions of the man of God. Let's move on to 6 here. Amen. Glory to God. I'm sorry. Let's move to 3 here. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. See, he was giving her some specifics and instructions. You know, if you're baking a cake, amen, and you know the instruction and you're baking it, amen, by, you know, a recipe, you got to do this, when it say mix it, and then you got to just mix it like it says, glory to God. You can't just take everything and dump it in there and then stir it up. No, there's certain ingredients that you got to add. See, that's what he was telling her. He was giving her some instructions of the certain things that she was going to have to do. He told her to go, amen, and borrow some vessels from her neighbors. And he said, don't borrow just a few. Ain't it good when you know those people that are around you? Because sometimes you may need something, amen. You never know, amen. You have to become friends with your neighbors, you know. Amen. That don't mean you got to hang out with them, but you got to know them. When you see them, speak to them, glory to God. Well, say, hey, how you doing, you know? Amen. Are you having a good day? Glory to God. And that neighbor will remember that more than they remember anything. You know, they was a nice person. I saw them outside, and they spoke to me. You know, sometimes you walk by and you won't even speak to your neighbors, won't even say hi, won't even throw up your hand. My God. And that ain't God. You ain't letting your light shine so men can see what a good God you serve as you call yourself a Christian. Come on now. Even the people in the world are waving people, amen, and they don't even know him. And he told her, you know, to go and borrow some vessels from your neighbor. Don't get just a few. Don't you know, amen, I done went and got the cat pot. Amen. I done went and got the trough, the goats we eating out of. I done went and got the barrel. I done went and got the bucket. You were dipping water in out there to hold some oil. I done went and got everything I could have saw that would have held, amen, some oil. Glory to God. I would not light up on nothing, whatever it was. I even went and got the wagon, amen, and put something in the wagon, glory to God, to stop it from pouring out, amen. Because when the man of God gave us some specific instructions, don't borrow just a few. Go and get, amen, as many as your neighbor got, glory to God. Can you imagine just going and say, well, you know what, give me one little, you give me a couple of jars, amen, you got a couple of jars I can borrow. Well, guess what, amen, that wasn't enough. But he said, get all from all your neighbors, get all you can get. So I would have said, what y'all got? What can I get that will hold some oil? I just put it out there like that. What can I get? Glory to God. And even when you're sowing, amen, and you're giving, amen, your money, and you have to say, Lord, what can I give? Do I need to give all this here, or do I need to just give a little bit? But you know, so many times now, people are backing up, amen, on giving because they say, well, you know what, I ain't got but this. But understand, I've been taught the word of God. If it ain't enough, amen, to meet your need, it's your seed, glory to God. If you got $10 and your light bill, over $110, how are you going to pay it? Glory to God. That ain't enough to pay it. Then if you're late, you're going to have some late fees. You might as well give it to God and ask God, glory to God, to help you, glory to God. I'm not telling you to spend your light bill, amen, and give your light bill. I'm not saying that. I said you ain't got enough to meet your needs. If you ain't got the 10 and your light bill is 110, amen, you might as well get that 10, glory to God. Because you're going to have to go and get 100 more from somebody. So why not petition the Lord God, God to give you the other 100 that you need? The Lord, I sold this $10. That's all I had, God. And my light bill is due, huh? Oh, my God. The car payment is due. Oh, my God. Lord, I need to pay my insurance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why not give it to God and watch what he do? If that's all you got, then God will work with that. But that's where that faith and that trust come in at. You got to learn how to have faith and trust and work together. If you got faith, hallelujah, and you trust the Lord, not God, don't you know he'll do, amen, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even think, hallelujah. You can't even think as high as God will go. Good God Almighty. Let's move on down and see what happens. Amen. Glory to God. Number four. And when thou art come, in thou shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Now he was telling, okay, after you come in, amen, after you done went out there and told your neighbors all you need, glory to God, and then I gave you all these things and all this stuff to put you all in, and when you come in, amen, I want you to shut the door. Ain't nobody need to come in that room but you, amen, and your two sons, glory to God. Them are all the ones that need to be in that room. Ain't it something, amen? Did you hear the specific instructions that he gave her? You know, she was a believer, because understand, if she wasn't, amen, she would have never went and petitioned a man of God, amen, glory to God, because if she would just went down the road and went like it was and let the children went on and been slain. But she knew, amen, the Lord, now God, she knew what God would do. That's why she told him, amen, so he could help her and her son wouldn't have to go over here and work. Because if she didn't trust that he was going to help her, she would have said, okay, y'all going on, y'all go work your dead and dead off, okay? Good God Almighty, woo, thank you, Jesus. But that ain't what happened. She said, y'all go in, shut the door behind you. Sometimes you got to shut the door and shut them out. That and unbelief. He ain't going there, world. He said, shut the door, glory to God. You and your two sons. But do you think, amen, on the outside that he was just out there, amen, glory to God, waiting on it to happen? No, he was out there praying and petitioning the Lord that God. He said, Lord, now this is your servant. Her husband is dead. You said we need to take care of the widows. Oh, good God Almighty. Lord God, she needs your help. She's calling on your help, God. Oh, he was out there praying and stirring up some stuff. Oh, my God. And it says in the word of God right here, amen, on number five. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. That means, amen, glory to God. She shut the door, amen, and she kept pouring all and kept pouring. Elijah was out there. Can you imagine? He was praying and petitioning the Lord, thy God. Hey, that's something, glory to God. See, sometimes you got to shut out everybody else. When you get ready to go before the Lord and ask God for something, you got to shut out everything else and everybody. Glory to God. Shut the phone down. Glory to God. Shut the TV down. Glory to God. It's all right to pray as you're going down the road. Yes, that's good. But it's all, God also wants you to have some alone time when you're petitioning him for what you need, petitioning him for what you need him to fix in your life, petitioning him, glory to God, so he can speak back to you, glory to God. And you know, if you're riding down the road, you're praying, yes, you're going to work, that's good. But it ought to be some time alone with God. Amen. Well, you ain't going to answer the door and ain't nobody coming all over your house and sitting up every day and having come on now, and having a TV on, watching this show, that show, this one go off, you click it to another channel, you watch another one. No, it ought to be some alone time with the Lord thy God you got to spend when you're petitioning God for what you want. So see what happened here. Amen. Whenever they start pouring the oil, and she start pouring it, and it was pouring, the oil was coming, it was coming. Amen. He told her, whenever you get them full, set them to the side. Glory to God. Let's see what happened on six. Amen. Glory to God. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. That means it stopped. My God, my God. See, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. You know, God is real. Amen. And he's true. Amen. And see, you got to learn how to follow the instructions. You know, sometimes when you read the word of God, amen, you don't really follow the instructions. The word of God is our instructions. Okay, if God says, if he tells you something to do, then you need to do it. Glory to God. Don't get it twisted. Hallelujah. And don't let people get you twisted. Glory to God. You know, it's time out to stop thinking about what people want and think about what God wants. Think about what he wants you to do. Amen. Just think about it. He gave his only son. So, Lord, what do you want me to do? That's what you ask. I think sometimes people are just afraid. Amen. You're afraid to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because you're scared he's going to tell you, well, you know what I want you to do. I want you to go, amen, and I want you to sow $100 into this person. Amen. A soul in the, you know what? That's the thing about it. I see now so many people are afraid. Amen. I'm a giver. Glory to God. I am. Glory to God. But you're afraid to lose that you have. You're afraid to lose that money, thinking that you're going to need it. Well, it's like I said, you got to have faith, but you got to have trust also, because you know they work hand in hand. You know, faith and unbelief and doubt don't work together. Amen. You can't have faith and then you doubt God. Glory to God. You know, there's a song said, amen, I know too much about him, I can't doubt him. Glory to God. And follow the instructions of what he's telling you to do. You know, I believe some have missed the blessings of God because they didn't follow the instructions. You know, like I said, when you're mixing that cake and you then after you done got all everything and sold everything in there and done whipped it up, amen, with the beer, and then you put it in the oven and then it don't turn out right, you didn't follow the instructions. You either left something out or you put too much of something in it. Glory to God. Well, you know, you can't put too much prayer on it. Ha! Because God will move. Amen. Glory to God. You can't put too much, amen, on it. You can't put too much worship on it. You can't put too much praise on it because God inhabits the praises of his people. My God, my God. So that's what you got to do. You got to learn, amen, because the oil thing. And then she did, that's all she had, them all the vessels she had, and they were full. And so the oil stayed right there. Glory to God. She couldn't pour no more because she poured in nothing else because she didn't have no more vessels to pour nothing in. Glory to God. So when you go, amen, to God, amen, go to God wholeheartedly. That's what I'm saying, amen. You got to learn how to go to God wholeheartedly. Glory to God. You got to put all you can on it. Once you put prayer on it, glory to God, put some praise and worship on it, glory to God, and just continue it. And if it don't come to pass right then, don't quit. Amen. God ain't through. Glory to God. Just because you don't win and pray one time, no. Keep praying about it until it comes to pass. Yeah, don't give up like that. Don't give up so easy. Glory to God. Sometimes you want to throw in a towel. Amen. Before you even fought the battle. Oh, good God Almighty. Don't you know he said we win every time? Yes, we will win every time. Glory to God. But it's a consistency that equals success. Glory to God. If you ain't consistent, then you ain't going to have the success. Glory to God. Because he said, man, I'll always pray and not faint. So that means you got to continue to pray. Continue to push. Glory to God. You see? Amen. She used all she had when she was pouring the oil in the vessel. Glory to God. And she didn't have no more. It said the oil stayed. So that means that oil stayed, the oil stopped. Because she didn't have nothing else, amen, to put it in. But let's see what happened after that. On verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elijah passed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see. Let's move back up just a little bit. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt and live thou and thy children on the rest. You know what? She had to have had a lot of oil because understand what he said. Amen. Go ahead, you know, and sell the oil. Pay your debt. Amen. You see, understand, amen, let's back it up just a minute. You know, when God gives you the money, amen, to do what you need to do, and you done prayed and you done sold and you done prayed and you done sold, you know, and you pray and you sold, amen, glory to God. When God gives you that money to pay that bill, don't go over there looking at them shoes, amen, that you want. Don't go looking at that dress that you want. When you ask, he said, I give seed to the sower also. So when he gives you money, amen, you sow it, yes. Amen. Because he always going to give you enough, amen, so you can have something left over. But that don't mean for you to go spend it. That means for you to save. You know, so many times that I hear now, well, you know, I deserve it. Glory to God. I deserve it. It's okay. But what you need to do, amen, you know, come on now. You could be a slave to debt. Glory to God. Working all your life and just paying debt. Hallelujah. But what you can do is save your money. Glory to God. And then get what you want. Glory to God. Because he told her to go, amen, set it, amen, and pay what you owe, basically, glory to God. And then you and your family can live off the rest, glory to God. Now, you see there, amen, right there. He had took care of that woman, and she believed, and she followed the instructions and did exactly what the man of God said. How many of you, amen, have strayed away and not did what God has asked you to do? Glory to God. Well, you can get back on track right now. Amen. Just repent and get back on track. If God told you to do something, then you need to do it. Glory to God. You know, I hear a lot of times, I hear say, well, you know what? I felt, you know, something tugging on me, telling me I need to give to this ministry. I need to give to that ministry, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. Well, understand, amen. Understand, the devil ain't going to tell you to do nothing good, okay? Understand, glory to God. He ain't going to do it. Glory to God. Understand, it's God that moves the heart of man. Glory to God. So if you feel that God told you to do something, amen, when you say, I don't know if it's God or not, glory to God. Come on, man. Glory to God. If you go into church, amen, you all know what your leaders are saying and how they brought it to you, how they done brought the word of God to you. Glory to God. You will know, glory to God, by the word of God. If you read the word of God, then you'll know when he give instructions and tell you how to give to the man and woman of God, of your sanctuary, or wherever you're going, glory to God. He tells you what you need to do in the word of God. The Bible is the word of instructions, glory to God, to follow, hallelujah. So when they're giving you the word of God. But are you listening? You know, sometimes you can go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and you can hear all kinds of teaching, amen, but you just hear it. It ain't getting in you, glory to God. That's the thing about it. You always got to say, Lord, let me have a ears to hear and a heart to receive the word that's coming forth out of their mouth, God. I don't want nothing, Lord God, to stop me from your blessings, God. So, Lord, I want you to help me, Lord God, to make me ready, Lord God, for this word is coming forth. Make me ready, Lord, to receive it, Lord God, with my heart. So when I need it, it will rise up out of my belly like the river of living water, Lord God, and it'll flow out. And I know, Lord God, that it came from you. Whenever you tell me to give, I say, whoop, I know it was the Lord thy God. That's what you got to do. So many times when you go, you know, you go to certain churches and you go to the sanctuary and you hear the pastor preaching, or you hear whoever it is preaching, the evangelist or whoever, amen. Woo, they preach the good word. Glory to God. Well, what did you get out of it? Well, can you tell me something you got out of it? Glory to God. Because I want to hear what you got out of it. And if you can't tell me, you know, all I know is it was good. Well, if it was good, then you all got something from the goodness of God. Glory to God. So that's all I'm saying. So make yourself ready. You know, when we're in teaching and different stuff, you know, as we do, amen, the wild team, as we do, glory to God. I always say, you know, I want to say, make me ready. I always get myself ready. Before I go online or whatever I do, I take time and I just sit there and I'll listen and I'll play some music and I'll just meditate on that and get ready, glory to God. You know, and if you put yourself in that position, then you can receive better. But if you're on the phone all the time and you're on Facebook, glory to God, hallelujah, when you're getting ready to receive the word, it's hard for you. You ain't going to be able to receive it. All you're going to be thinking about is what you talked about and what you did, glory to God. But when you step in that presence and you get ready to receive, then you know what? God's going to help you. He'll help you. He'll wrap his loving arms around you. Amen. Glory to God. And his spirit will raise up in you. And whenever the word comes forth, you'll be able to receive it, hallelujah. You'll be able to receive it, and you'll be able to hold on to it, amen, because I'm telling you, you're going to need it, glory to God. That's where you need to be, in that place of receiving, You know, so many times everybody wants to always speak a word, but sometimes they don't want to receive the word. It's okay, you know, you preach on Sunday, but this word that I preach here today, let me tell you, I receive it before I give it to you, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I receive it before I give it to you, glory to God. Because if I can't receive my own word, it don't use me giving it to you. But you ain't going to receive it, glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. And it fell on the day, glory to God, that Elijah passed the Shunem, where was a great woman, and he constrained him to eat bread. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned and told her to eat bread. Let's move on down, amen. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. See, this is another instant here. Well, you know, where we're talking about how prophets, you know, are there are prophets. There are good men and women of God who do prophesy, who are prophets and preach the word of God and teach the word of God. You see, Elijah didn't stop there. He went on. He was a mighty man of God. He took care of the widow woman and her sons. Amen. You know, that's the same way God do. God will take care of you. Even in your time of trouble, God going to take care of you. You know, if you don't ever go through nothing, then you can't expect, amen, nothing to happen. Glory to God. You know, someone want God to make me, Lord God, and Lord, let me go higher. You know, but if you won't ever go through nothing, you can't go through no higher. Glory to God. So see, there's another instant here, amen, glory to God, where this woman right here, amen, she made ready the bread for the man of God. Amen. I'm just going to tell it, amen, like it is, glory to God. Because what happened, amen, in this instant, glory to God, to me, he was passing by, amen, and this woman seen him, and she made bread for him. Yes, she did, glory to God. And she knew that he was a mighty man of God. She knew, amen, he passed by continually, and she knew that he was a mighty man of God, glory to God. You know, you can tell, amen, you know, you can tell the fake amen from the real. You can tell it, glory to God, because it say, you know, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. Look at the fruit that's falling from their tree. If that fruit ain't coming out right, and you know, you stand doing different things, amen, nobody is perfect, but you got to know the tree, amen, know the fruit that's falling from that tree. Now, if there's a peach tree and you see some apples coming off, say, glory to God. Just pray for them. Say, Lord, help them. You know, sometimes people don't like to pull people up. But you can pull them up, amen, just a little bit higher. You can pray for them. Pray that God will touch their heart and turn them around and help them to get righteous. Glory to God. But if they don't want to come up, glory to God, then guess what? He'll tell you to stop praying for them. Glory to God. He will. He'll say, just stop. Just stop. Because they don't want to do no better. He said, just stop. Because you're wasting it, glory to God. Well, that's okay. Amen, glory to God. It's okay. Because he's God. He can tell you what he want to tell you. You can just do, glory to God. And listen to the instructions that he tell you. When he tell you something, listen, glory to God. Let's move just a little bit. Amen, glory to God. We got about 17 minutes. Glory to God. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in Tabitha. So she was saying, you know what, amen, I know this a man, mighty man of God, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to fix a bed, amen, and a little place, amen. Do you have a place, amen, a special place that you meet God in, amen, every day? Do you have a special place where you go in and you pray to Jesus, amen, and he take it to the Father? Do you have that special place? You know, we were taught, amen, to create, amen, an altar in our house. Glory to God. If you create an altar, that little special place, where when you go in that place, amen, you can go in there, amen, and you can talk to Jesus and tell him all about your troubles, amen, and you can pray, but go in with thanksgiving and praises and lifting him up, amen. And you tell God, say, Lord, this ain't bothering me. Lord, I need you to help me with this, oh God. And that's what you do. But you understand, see, she fixed a place for the man of God in her house. Glory to God, because he was continually passing by. And so when she went and she fixed that place, amen, for the man of God, amen, as he was passing by, Elijah, the same one that sustained the widow woman, he was going on doing about God. business. That's what we need to be, going on about God's business. Glory to God. And when she fixed that place for him, glory to God, she didn't have, you know, in the word of God, it just says she fixed a little bitty place, a little room. Amen. She gave him a little candlestick, a little table. Amen. She had to give him a little chair, a little bed to lay down in, you know. Come on now. And she believed that he was a man of God because she could tell by the fruit that he was bearing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so after that, glory to God, he said, you know what? He told his servant, he said, go and ask her what she needs. Call in here, ask her what she needs. See what I'm saying? Glory to God. When you do God's business, glory to God. When you take care of God, man and woman of God, glory to God. Look what he'll do for you. He said, what does she need? What did this woman need? Now, I took care of this one over here. Now, what did this woman need? Glory to God. He said, go ask her what she needs. Go ask her what she needs. He said, do you need me to pray, amen, to go to the king, amen, in your town? You know, do you need me to go there? Amen. She said, no. She said, I'm living in this place, and no, they ain't really bothering me, you know. I'm living in my own town, so they're okay. He said, well, what do you need? So Gehazi, I told him, he said, you know what? She ain't got no children. He said, she don't have no children. He said, well, okay. All right, hold up. Wait a minute. He said, by this time, amen, glory to God, by this time next year, hallelujah, you're going to have a child. He said, hold up. She said, hold up now. Wait a minute now. Okay, all right. Now, man of God, don't lie to me. You know, my husband is old. You see, come on now. She said, my husband is old. Come on. He ain't bearing no fruit. Come on now. Come on. He ain't bearing no fruit. He old. But that didn't mean nothing. God timing is not our timing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She said, okay, hold up now. Just don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. And guess what? Hallelujah. About that time, that next year, that next season, this woman had a child. And when she had the child, glory to God, and the child grew up, and he went out, amen, with his father. It was around harvest time, so he went out, amen, and he was helping his dad, you know, out there in the field, you know, just out there probably in the way a little bit. But, you know, that was good because he was teaching his child some values. Now I think parents need to teach their children some work ethics. Glory to God. That's what they need, some work ethics. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he was out there with his dad because it was around harvest time, and so the child said, my head. And then guess what? He had his servant. He said, take him to the house and take him to his mom. And then he took the child to the mom, and the child laid on the mom's lap, amen, until noon, it says. And then he died. Glory to God. He died, but he wasn't dead yet. Hallelujah. Because she was a believer. Hallelujah. She took it, amen, up on the man of God there in his room. Now just think, she could have took him and laid him on the bed over there. Glory to God. She could have laid him in his own bed. She could have laid him in her bed. She could have laid him anywhere. But understand, she knew the power of God was in that bed. She took him and laid him in the man of God bed, in Elijah's bed, glory to God. And then she shut the door. She didn't want nobody in there. She didn't want nobody going in there. Well, why she shut the door, glory to God. You know, and he already dead, hallelujah. Why she got him up there laying? See, sometimes people ask too many questions, glory to God. They ask too many questions, so she just shut the door. You know, they could have asked her, well, why? Why she got a man on the man of God bed? Why? Why does she have him up there? He dead anyway. So why is she doing it? She shut the door. She told him, she said, go get me. Amen. Let's go. We got to go. I got to go find the man of God because, amen, he told me, amen, that I'm going to have this child. I know God didn't give me this to take it away. God don't bless you, amen, to take your blessings back. Glory to God. Sometimes you can lose them by what you do. When God give you an increase, amen, in whatever area, glory to God, you know, if he give you an increase, amen, in the spirit realm to where you can, you know, you can prophesy or you can preach. Amen. Don't get full of yourself. Glory to God. Don't get the big head. Just use it for the glory of God. Glory to God. And you'll have it. But when you begin to say, I, then you will lose it. Glory to God. You see? And that's what happened. That didn't happen to her. She went on, amen, glory to God, and she said, hold up, saddle me a donkey. We got to go. We got to ride. But the husband said, hold up, it ain't the seventh. She said, hold up, it ain't the seventh. Huh? She said, wait a minute. She said, I'm going to let my child stay down dead. Amen. I'm laying on the man of God dead. I'm going to let him stay dead until the seventh or new moon comes. The devil is alive. Ha, God. She said, come on, let's do it. Hallelujah. And she told him, the servant, don't you slow up. Let's keep going. Don't slow up, glory to God. And she said, don't slow up unless I tell you. So the man of God saw her coming, and he asked and she came in, and glory to God, and he said, go ask her what she needs, glory to God. And then, you know, she began to tell her, glory to God, you know, about her son. She fell down at his knees, and she fell down on him, and the man of God, you know, he said, okay, but her servant wanted to pull her off. Glory to God. He said, I'll leave alone. He said, God has had this thing for me. So let me help you out with this a little bit. You know, amen, God don't tell prophets everything. He prophesies in parts. Glory to God. You know, it's just strange how you can, a prophet can go around somebody and they act like, okay, well, she gonna see this, and, you know, he gonna see this, and he gonna see this and see that. Well, God gonna show him what he wants to show him. Glory to God. But fear not, glory to God. God ain't doing that to call nobody out. He ain't doing that to tell nobody down. But the thing is, he's doing that to lift you up, to bring you up, glory to God, to where he wants you to be. And he does that because he don't want nothing to come up on you, amen, that you ain't able to bet. So that's why he got prophets and he used prophets, glory to God, amen. So after all that, he told his servant, said, okay, we're running out of time, but I'm going to give it to you, amen. I'm going to wrap it up, amen, in 2 minutes. He said, come on, man, glory to God. I want you to take my staff and go back. Did you meet anybody? Don't you tell nobody. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing to nobody. Glory to God. Just keep it going. Keep it moving. Go and lay my staff, amen, in there on top of that board. Glory to God. Well, you know, he went, amen, and, you know, he went and it didn't work. The man of God went then, amen. He called Elijah on the scene. Glory to God. He went next. You know, when he got there, amen, he went in the room, glory to God, and he put his hands in the child's hands. He put his forehead on the child's forehead. He lay on top of the child. You know, just like about it in the book of Genesis. It said when God breathed breath, amen, through Adam's nostrils, oh God, oh my God. That's what the man of God was breathing life into this young boy. So he got there and he prayed, amen. And then what he did, he breathed breath, and then he said the boy's body began to warm up and heat up. So he got up, amen. He went back and laid down on him again. And good God Almighty, don't you know the boy got up? Hallelujah. And he told his mom, come and get him. Because the man of God, amen, everything that was in him, his heart beat up on the boy's heart. Good God Almighty. Somebody's heart, amen, is going to turn back to God right now in the name of Jesus. You're going to have God's heartbeat. You've been trying to seek the world's heartbeat. But now you're going to get God's heartbeat. Hallelujah. You're going to be seeking after God's heart. Oh, Lord. And not man's heart. Glory to God. When he laid on top of him, his heart, the man of God, with all the anointing that was in him, in his body, it was making the boy's heart beat right on time. Your heart is going to turn around, hallelujah, to God, hallelujah. You used to love the Lord. You used to go, amen, every time they opened the door, the church doors, but you got stale and complacent. But God going to move that complacency and that staleness out of the way right now. In the name of Jesus, no more, no more, no more. God's going to turn you back around. You're going to do a 90-degree turn back around to God. Glory to God. He's going to turn you around 90 degrees. The other 10%, you're going to have to press yourself. Press your way. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing stop you. Glory to God. God can do his part, but you got to do yours. And you got to read the word and stay in it. Glory to God. Don't let nobody pull you away. Hallelujah. Stop letting them pull you away again. Hallelujah. God is going to turn you around. He's going to fix that thing. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You used to love the Lord. You used to go when the doors are open. You used to go, amen, hallelujah. You used to go and pray with people. Oh, Jesus. My God. But God said, this day you're going to be loose from whatever you're trying to get. Hallelujah. It ain't God, no way. It's the world system. So you're going to be loose from that thing on the day. In the name of Jesus, your heart going to turn back around to God's heart, and it's going to start beating in the right direction for righteousness. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You see, she followed the instructions. Amen. Glory to God. She did. Amen. She built him an altar. And he said, build me an altar and I'll come. Glory to God. And that's what she did when she built the man of God an altar. And when she needed him, hallelujah, she didn't say, it didn't say she gave him silver and gold. All she did was build a little place, amen, in our house, amen, for him when he came back and he was tired of him and that servant, and they come on and she give him some bread, amen. It wasn't much, amen. It may not have been much to you, but it was a lot because it was all she had. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to learn how to follow the instructions. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. When God gives you some instructions, follow them. If you don't know his instructions, you don't know God's voice, begin to read his word and begin to pray. You'll know his voice because he'll give you, he will give you his word in his word. Glory to God. But if you don't read, you ain't got nothing to build off of. So many times, you know, you don't have nothing to build on because you ain't reading it. Glory to God. You're so busy trying to get stuff. You're so busy. I'm like, okay, I know, hallelujah. I was doing something and I'm like, okay, and I said, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, and I need to do this. I said, hold up, wait a minute, Lord. I said, I ain't even gave you a chance to do what you're going to do, and I'm talking about what I'm going to do. I said, no, Lord, I cancel that. I cancel that. I said, I can't do that because I ain't gave you a chance to do what you're going to do. I said, Lord, I repent. You got to give God a chance to do what he going to do. Glory to God. Give him, amen, glory, and let him do what he going to do. Trust God. Not always trust in, amen, what you can do, but understand what your God can do, and he'll lead you and guide you into what you need to do. Glory to God. One thing I tell you I like about my leaders, you know, once they present something to you, glory to God, hallelujah, they say, well, you know what? Go pray about it, glory to God. They always say, go pray about it, glory to God. Go pray about it, glory to God, and see what God is saying and come back and tell me. Never do they ever push you and saying that this is, you know, God is saying this for you and God is never, glory to God. If they ask you to do something, they say, well, you go pray about it and see if God wants you to do it, glory to God. That's the thing about it. When you got under good leadership, that's what they do, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to still encourage you on the day to come on in and join in. You know, amen. Now, amen, glory to God. I'm hearing the Lord call. I'm just going to say it, amen, glory to God. Okay, he said 50 people, glory to God. There are 50 people, glory to God, that should be in this ministry, amen, as I speak. He said 50, glory to God. So I'm calling you, if you're on this line or if you're out there, amen, in La La Land, glory to God, listen in on the World Wide Web. And if you know that you are one of these people, glory to God, it's time now. Amen. Don't wait because them doors going to be closed. I know I've been saying it for a while, but he said he's going to shut the door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like they had to shut the door. Amen. All that doubt and unbelief. Glory to God. God will shut the door. Glory to God. And then you'll miss out and miss where you could have been. Glory to God. So I'm calling the 50 people. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm calling those 50 people that he is telling me there's 50, he said. Glory to God. He said there's 50. So I'm calling y'all, amen, into the ministry, men and women, boy and girl. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm calling you now, amen, to come on in and begin to be a part of this ministry. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Let them know, amen, if that's you. Glory to God. Because God ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. God is the keeper of your soul. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on. Amen. You know, I bind that spirit of fear. Glory to God. I hear you, but I bind that spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. So just stop it. Glory to God. You know, God ain't give us a spirit of fear. He has given us a sound mind and peace. Hallelujah. So we serve a sound God. And that will give us peace when we get ready to take a leap into our faith and go forth and do what he's calling us to do. Hallelujah. So let your faith work and not your fear. Good God Almighty. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are almost out of time. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you, amen, to make sure you go, amen, and hear Minister Elaine Jackson is coming on this at 6:30. And also, woman of God, who's going to give you the word of God, the voice of truth of God, Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. Amen. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, glory to God, I want to encourage you, amen, to make Jesus Lord. Amen. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me. And God, I want you, Lord God, to just take everything that's in me, Lord, that's not like you, Lord. I want you to take it out, God. Lord, I believe you died. I believe Jesus died and rose on the third day. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer now. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you confess Jesus as Lord. Glory to God. And get further instructions on what you need to do to stay saved and to stay holy and live righteous. Glory to God. Amen, glory to God, because God is real, and he is to return, amen, glory to God. We got to learn how to follow the instructions that the man and woman of God give, and shut the door, amen, on some stuff. You see how she shut the door, and God blessed her, shut the door, amen, on everything that's not like God, and he will bless you. I'm going to go ahead now, amen, and give the benediction, because we're going to get out of here so we can get ready and take a break. And get ready for Ministry Lane. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God, and have an awesome week. Don't forget Tuesday night. Glory to God. Don't forget Saturday. My God. And don't forget, amen, Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries. And then the next hour, amen, coming up 6:30 is Minister Elaine Jackson World, Minister Elaine Jackson Voice of Truth Ministries. Amen.